Wedding season 2020 comes amid a global pandemic. Some engaged couples are having to change wedding dates, but are having trouble dealing with their venues. Attorney General William Tong says his office has been hearing complaints. Connecticut Public Radio's Frankie Graziano reports.
One couple reported to Tong's office that they were charged a $7,500 cancellation fee. Others say they aren't getting a refund.
If you feel like you're not getting calls returned or emails returned or you're being treated poorly, you can definitely call the Office of the Attorney General or the Department of Consumer Protection. There are things that we can do to make sure that under Connecticut law that you get treated fairly.
He's encouraging couples to continue working with the venues toward a settlement. That's what Mark Charleglio and his fiance did, but it did take a Facebook post to get the attention of the venue's owners.
It just exploded like wildfire. By the morning, it had like 200 shares. By later that afternoon, it was almost at 1,000 shares.
Charleglio says the venue had told him and his fiance that to move their wedding from this June to July 2021, they'd face a $17 per plate increase. The conversation turned after the Facebook post.
He was a lot more understanding, a lot more compassionate. And I didn't have anything bad to say about the venue at all. You know, I can't even speak. I didn't have my wedding there yet, so I can't speak on that. I can't speak on the fact that this shouldn't have happened and it shouldn't continue to happen to anyone.
Charleglio and fiancée Christina Luke are now getting married next year at Anthony's Ocean View in New Haven. The venue wasn't immediately available for comment. The Attorney General's office is taking complaints related to COVID-19's impact on weddings via an online form. Frankie Graziano, Connecticut Public Radio.